Greetings, welcome to Naturally. This is Brigitte Mars. Have you ever had poison ivy? Well, it certainly is a helpful plant to know how to recognize it and avoid it. But there's no signs, like, watch out, poison ivy is right here. And in the wintertime, when all it looks like is a stick, it's really hard to identify. I can't even identify it then. And do you know that in the fall, poison ivy has white berries? So I know you've all heard the saying, leaves of three, let it be. But there's a lot of things that have three leaves, alfalfa and red clover, and I don't leave them be. Poison ivy, it's really a shapeshifter. It can be an individual plant. It can be a shrub. It can be a tall climbing vine. So look up what its features are and learn to identify it in several different seasons. So if you've been out where poison ivy is, just to be safe, remove your clothing, put it in the washing machine, and take a shower. Use some sort of alkaline soap that doesn't have an oil base, such as Fell's Naphtha, to avoid spreading the toxic component in poison ivy, which is known as urushiol. So if you do get a little patch of poison ivy, what can you do? You could make a paste of apple cider vinegar and baking soda. That's my favorite remedy for just so many things that could happen. You know, there's almost always a remedy for poison ivy growing within 100 feet of it. Here in Colorado, there's a little yellow plant that looks sort of like a dandelion. It's got a yellow flower. It's known as gumweed or grindelia. It's in the same family as dandelion and daisy and echinacea, Grindelia squarosa. And it is really a blessing. What you can do is collect the flowers and the buds and blend them up in a little apple cider vinegar, strain it through a paint strainer bag, and then apply that to the skin. That works so well. There's other herbs like artemisia, jewelweed, plantain, but here in Colorado, what we're blessed with is the grindelia. We have some of the finest grindelia in the world, in my opinion. Other things you might use, aloe vera, sea salt. You can take a homeopathic remedy of Roustox, which is actually made from poison ivy. This will help you to build up immunities against poison ivy. You might also find that bathing brings you some relief. Add a cup of apple cider vinegar to the bath, or a cup of baking soda, or a cup of oatmeal. I would probably want to put the oatmeal in a sock and tie it up so you don't have a lot of cleaning to do afterwards. And then help cleanse your system by drinking some cleansing herbal teas like burdock, dandelion, red clover, and nettles. Thanks for joining me, Brigitte Mars, on Naturally.